so far.
Fine. If you have clover or grass in a field and you cut it one time, then you cut it again. You call that second time the...
Well, that's the crop you turn under.
That's what you turn under?
Isn't it?
I'm not a farmer.
I saw him doing that as we came back from Montgomery the other day.
Did you? Have you traveled very much?
Mm-hmm.
All of the United States, or?
Well, we went to Montgomery because the retired teachers took a bus tour to Callaway Gardens.
Oh, my Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Out from, well, quite a little distance from Montgomery. But we had a grand time.
Oh, I'm glad.
And on the way home, we saw a man plowing with disc plow, turning under the cover crop.
I see.
I think it was clover.
Did you ever hear them talk about the aftermath or the second cutting?
Mm-mm.
All right. When you gather wheat, it is pulled up into a... When you mow it, and I guess you mow wheat. You cut wheat, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pull it together into a...
Sheaf.
And then you put the sheaves together to make a...
Bundle? Bale?
A bundle. A bundle would be several sheaves.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you have 39 bushels of wheat and you add another, then you have 40 of wheat. You have 40...
Bushels.
Fine.
These are first grade questions.
Yes, they are. But you'd be surprised some of the answers. Would you be more likely to say oats is threshed or oats are threshed? What do you think? What would you say?
I would say is, because oats is a crop, and you're not talking about each single oat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crop.
Okay, so then you would say oats. Say that sentence for me. Oats threshed. Just say it. The sentence is all I want to hear.
Well, I don't know. It would sound better to say the oats are threshed. But I still say, if you're talking about the whole crop,
mm-hmm.
the oats is threshed.
All right. Talking about how far a person can go when he's walking, you'd say, well, 2 miles is as he can go.
As far.
Talking about something that I might be holding in my hand, say this interview, I'd say to you, whose is this? And you'd say, why, it's, whose is this? Why, it's...
It's yours.
Mm-hmm. Or if it were...
It's your, mine.
Or his.
It's his. It's or, hers.
Or two people's. It's...
It's theirs.
Terrific. You ought to see me trying to get that from people who aren't cultivated speakers. When someone has come to visit you and they're leaving, you might say to them, when coming again?
When are you coming again?
All right. Would you ever use, if it were more than one, would you ever say you all? When are you all coming again?
You all. Is that what you said?
Would you say this, yes?
You all. Well, it would depend if there were more, if there was more than one person. You all means more than one. Now, people say that Southerners say you all when they're talking to one person. I don't.
All right. You'd never use it just to one person.
I wouldn't.
All right. All right. Lost my place there for a minute. Have you ever used the expression, how are you all's children? Speaking to more than one person, say you had several friends visiting you who had children and you wanted to ask
them. No, I'd just say, how are your children?
You would not say y'all's children.
Mm-mm.
All right. If you, one of your friends went to a meeting, for example, and came back talking to you, would you ever ask her if you wanted her to tell you the names of the people who were present?